This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed that the government's priorities are to maintain economic and trade stability, ensure energy security, safeguard the interests of citizens, and strengthen industry and supply chains. Mr. Modi said this while virtually chairing the meeting with chief ministers and lieutenant governors of states and union territories to review preparedness in light of the emerging situation arising out of recent developments in West Asia and its potential impact on India. The Prime Minister highlighted that the situation remains dynamic, necessitating continuous monitoring and adaptive strategies. He added that an inter-ministerial group has been operational since 3rd March, reviewing the situation on a daily basis and taking timely decisions. Mr. Modi noted that the country has prior experience in dealing with similar global disruption. He recalled the collective response during the COVID-19 pandemic, when the centre and states worked together as Team India to mitigate the impact on supply chains, trade and daily life. He underscored that the same spirit of cooperation and coordination remains India's greatest strength in navigating the present circumstances. The Prime Minister reiterated that addressing the challenge is a shared responsibility and expressed confidence that working together as Team India, the nation will successfully overcome the situation. The centre today reduced the central excise duty on petrol and diesel by 10 rupees per litre each for domestic consumption and also imposed export duties on diesel and aviation turbine fuel ATF to ensure adequate availability and protect consumers from rising global oil prices triggered by the West Asia crisis. During the inter-ministerial briefing, Joint Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma said India currently has sufficient crude inventories with supplies secured for the next 2 months. The central government has also decided to increase the commercial LPG allocation of states to 70%, with 20% allocation given to industries such as steel, textile and other labour-intensive industries. The security landscape in West Asia has shifted sharply as the conflict involving US, Israel and Iran has expanded, placing Gulf nations under an increasing threat. In the UAE, air defense systems intercepted 6 ballistic missiles and 9 drones launched from Iran earlier today. In Kuwait, authorities confirmed strikes on key maritime infrastructure. Shuaik Port in Kuwait City and Mubarak Al-Kabir Port in Bubiyan Island were hit by drones and cruise missiles. In Saudi Arabia, defense systems intercepted 4 drones over the eastern province. The Parliament today gave its nod to the Finance Bill 2026 and the Appropriation No. 2 Bill 2026, with the Rajya Sabha returning it after consideration, completing the budgetary exercise. The Lok Sabha had already passed the Finance Bill 2026 and the Appropriation No. 2 Bill 2026. The Finance Bill seeks to give effect to the financial proposals of the central government for the financial year 2026-27. Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary moved the bill in the House. Both the Houses have been adjourned till Monday. The Election Commission today said that 1,955 candidates are in the fray for elections in Assam, Kerala, Puducherry and by-elections of 4 states, which will go to polls on the 9th of April. In a statement, the poll body said that 722 candidates from Assam, 890 candidates from Kerala and 294 from Puducherry will contest the elections. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, or DGCA, today issued guidelines for aircraft operators flying VVIPs, including chief ministers, union ministers and governors, to enhance safety during such operations. The DGCA said the guidelines are applicable to non-scheduled aircraft and helicopter operators carrying VVIPs in view of concerns arising from past accidents and incidents during such operations. In archery, India won 10 medals at the Asia Cup World Ranking Tournament Stage 1 in Bangkok today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.